Such a beautiful reading, isn't it? But a hurtful reading as well. It's like a cold, sober moment of where we really get to look at our Saviour and what he's done for us. But there's such wonderful news, and it's the central of our gospel, of what we believe as Christians, that in this crucifixion and then in the resurrection, there is hope. And we need hope more than ever in this world today. In this scripture reading, people are at war with one another. They're upset, they're distraught that this Saviour is now going to the cross. And they need hope more than ever. Proverbs 13 says that hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled makes you a tree of life. These people's hope has been deferred. Is our hope deferred today? Each one of us has a deep longing in us, in the very core of our being, to know the hope of the crucified Jesus in our lives today. The Lord delights in those who fear him and put hope in his unfailing love. And this journey that we see Jesus going on today is a journey of unfailing love. This is a journey of Jesus reaching out to all humanity. And it's a journey of unfailing love. A love that created and a love that will go to the cross for us. A love that restores us and wants to spend all eternity with us. So I want to look at this scripture today, but I want to pull out the three voices of Jesus, the three things in which he says to those who are watching on of this crucifixion. So the first is that he comes to this place where there's these women mourning and weeping and wailing that this Saviour is going to the cross. They don't know if he's a Saviour. They think he's a good man. They might have quite liked his teaching. And now he's been beaten and bruised and he's going to be crucified. I think even if it wasn't the Saviour, just seeing a mere human have this happen to them, you would weep. But what does Jesus say to them? He says, "Do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves." He stops. Imagine the Saviour of the world stopping and looking at you with blood pouring down his face, saying, "Don't weep for me, weep for yourself." And I believe he's asking them to weep for themselves because he's saying, don't weep what you see in front of you, but you need to weep with what's going to be happening to you. You see, we don't know what the punishment of God is like because we've never had to endure it. We don't know what his wrath was like, the penalty for sins, because we've never had to taste it. But Jesus knew what it was like. He knew what God's wrath is like, what could be coming to those who didn't want to spend eternity with him, who didn't want to repent of their sins. He knew what that wrath was like. And Jesus said, "I will go. I don't want them seeing that punishment. I don't want them taking that wrath." And Jesus said, "I will go." And he came amongst us, Emmanuel, God with us, a baby in a stable. And here he is, going to die for the sins of the world. And he says, "Don't weep for me, weep for yourself." Because all you can see is the world in front of you. You're not seeing what I am doing here. And if you don't turn and get your sins forgiven by me, that wrath that I know about is going to come upon you. You'll prefer the mountains to fall on you than to receive that punishment and that wrath of God. I wonder today, are you weeping for yourself this Good Friday? Are you searching your own heart? Are you secure in the knowledge that when he comes again, you will know his goodness, you will know his mercy, you will know his love? But he also says, don't weep for me, weep for yourself. They're weeping at him because he's been bloodied and bruised. He's going to be crucified. But he's also saying to them, everything that is on me is because it's on you. Every bit of blood you see on me is because you have blood on you. Every hurt, every shame, every mockery that I'm going through is because it's in your life. Everything that was put on him on that day is because it's on us. So when I see Jesus hanging on a cross, bruised, beaten, dying, dehydrated, starving, I see the reality of my sin. That's what it looks like to a holy God. We are carrying shame in our lives. We are carrying sin in our life. We're carrying destruction in our life. So everything we see on him is because it's on us. Are you weeping for yourself today? Don't feel sorry for Jesus. Weep for yourself. It says that the wages of sin is death. And that's what he's going to the cross to die for, to take away the sin of the world. And when we believe and trust that he's done this, there's no condemnation for us who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus simply came to save sinners. He came to save you, and he came to save me. And then he goes along this journey of unfailing love. Unfailing love looks like honesty. He was honest to those daughters of Jerusalem. Don't weep for me. But then he comes to this place where he's being nailed to the cross. And these Roman soldiers are mocking him, getting his clothes divided amongst them, going about their daily job, really. This is their job. This is what they have to do. They crucify people, and this is just another crucifixion, another person to get the job done so we can get home for lunch. But what does Jesus say to them? He says, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them. So amongst all of this mockery, all of this behavior that he finds in front of him, he simply says, Father, forgive them. And it's the same for us. Just like those soldiers were conditioned to crucify, we too in this world can get conditioned to sin. We can get conditioned to a way of life. Sometimes we can fall into a lifestyle that we didn't even mean to fall into. We could be watching things we shouldn't be watching. Having a marriage how we think the world says we should have a marriage. Treat others how others are treating others in this world. We're conditioned by our sin. But Jesus wants us to be conditioned by him, by the presence of his spirit in us. And he simply says to them, and he says to us today, Father, forgive them. Do you need the forgiveness of Jesus today? Are you finding yourself in the condition of this world where you simply need to hear that voice of a Savior who loves you, who says you are forgiven? 1 John 4:10 says, in love, not that this is love, not that we love God, but that he loves us and sent his son to be the propitiation of our sins. Whatever you find yourself in, and that's what I love about those soldiers at the foot of Jesus, there was forgiveness just a breath away from them. That Jesus died for our sins. So whatever you find yourself in, he came and died for that. He can take that away in your life. And the Bible promises us that when we do that, he will wash us whiter than snow. Father, forgive them. Do you need to know the forgiveness of Jesus in your life today? And then we come further on, where Jesus is now hanging on the cross with criminals either side of him. And then there's this one criminal that shouts out, will you remember me? And this is what Jesus says. I tell you, you will be in paradise with me. Truly I tell you, today you will be in paradise with me. When we recognize this Savior in front of us, one criminal was mocking him. The other, in his final moments, recognized the Savior in front of him. when we recognize him in front of us, when we ask him, will you remember me? He does it in a heartbeat. It's justification by faith. We are justified when we put our faith in him. And I love what Jesus does. Not that that criminal had much time, nor do we. We're like that criminal. There's not much time. He doesn't ask him to perform some religious acts and see how he does. Then you might be able to come into paradise with me. Do you know the Lord's Prayer off by heart, son? He doesn't ask any of that. He simply sees a heart saying, I recognize that you are the Savior and you're going to a place where I want to belong also. And he says in a heartbeat, today you will be in paradise with me. Do you need to hear that voice of the Savior today? Are you busy in yourself with religiosity, with trying to win your way into the kingdom of God? Just come with a humble heart. Recognize that he died for your sins and ask that he will remember you and he will pour his spirit into your life, that you will know what it is to live in his kingdom. John 7 says, if anyone is thirsty, come to me and drink. Jesus himself said, I am the bread of life. Whoever is hungry, come to me and eat. And then John 3:16 said, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So if you're like that criminal today, thirsty, hungry for a taste of the Savior, turn to him today, because he will receive you in a moment. And when we turn and repent of our sins, when we say, I know what I'm doing is wrong, he will forgive our sins because he died on that cross and he rose to new life. And he will adopt you as his child forevermore. And he will pour his Holy Spirit into your life, that you no longer have to be a bystander of him, but he lives within you. So I wonder, do you need to weep today? Do you need forgiveness today? Do you need to receive the Savior today? Because that's what we're going to do right now. We have a Savior who loves us. He took this journey of unfailing love. And we don't meet a wagging finger, but we meet a Savior with arms wide open, because he died upon that cross so that he could have us. I'm going to ask us to bow our heads and we're going to pray. And the band's going to go up in just a moment. If there's anybody here today who is not secure in the knowledge that they are a child of God, that when Jesus comes again, he will know them. If you're not secure in the knowledge that you've got a life lived with Jesus, then I'm going to pray a prayer now that I encourage you to pray with me. And it's a simple prayer of saying sorry for the wrong things we've done, to believe that Jesus died on the cross for us, and to accept him into our lives as our Lord and Savior. If you're needing to do that today, whilst everybody's got their eyes down, just raise a hand if you need to commit your life to Jesus today. If you just raise a hand so I know where we're praying. Let's just pray after me. Jesus, I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. I'm sorry for the ways I've not wept for myself. I thank you that you died on that cross to take my sin away. Thank you that you did that for me. I pray now for your forgiveness to come upon my life and that I might live for you. And I pray that you will send your Holy Spirit to help me live the way of your kingdom. And I pray this now and forevermore. Come and make your home in me. In Jesus' name, amen.